USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt of court for not handing over documents on the 2020 census. Committee Chairman, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They both refused to comply with duly authorized subpoenas issued by this committee that require them to produce documents relating to the addition of the citizenship question.
Earlier, President Trump defended the inclusion of the question.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
Back in March, the administration turned over 17,000 documents on the 2020 census, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Anson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Behind closed doors next week, the House Judiciary Committee will question former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks. The Democratic-led panel plans to ask about her time with the administration, but it's not clear whether the president will assert executive privilege to prevent Hicks from answering questions. A new poll shows President Trump is trailing former Vice President Joe Biden by double digits in a potential 2020 matchup. Here's more from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Joe Biden, who has been clearly the Democratic frontrunner in several recent polls, also has a lead over President Trump in the latest Quinnipiac survey, 53-40%. And it shows five other Democratic contenders also leading President Trump. Among them, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, leading President Trump 51%-42%, and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts leads the president 49%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump and the President of Poland held a joint news conference in the Rose Garden. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
The president was asked about China and tariffs.
Like a lot of countries, they subsidize those goods. We haven't had inflation. And, you know, they keep saying that the American taxpayer is paying for it. No, very little. And what it really does mean is that a lot of those companies that are in China are going to be moving back to the U.S. You have car companies, General Motors as an example, that built plants in China. Well, that doesn't work out too well when you have the tariff wall up, because now they're going to have to get through that, and they can't really get through that. So maybe they'll start building plants in the United States instead. I think that we'll end up making a deal with China. We have a very good relationship, although it's a little bit testy right now, as you would expect. I think they really have to make a deal. A lot of companies are leaving China, as you know. It's in all the reports, and they're going to Vietnam and various other places, and they're also coming to the United States to make their product because they don't want to pay the tariff. And there is no tariff if you do it in the United States. People don't realize that. You know, they say the tariff, but there is no tariff if you don't do it. You know, if you just do exactly as they say, you bring your company back to the United States.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.